You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Torah Daf Shin Pei, standing also before the Kriya Pasha Zachar, we tried to, in the Shir today, give a little insight regarding Purim, and really the connection to Pasha Zachar as well. I will start with the following. There's a rule that whenever you read the Sefer Torah, whenever you read a Pasha of the Torah in Shul, it needs to be a minimum of 10 psukim. You can't have less than 10. Shulchan Aruch brings it a Kuf Lamed Vav, Simu Kuf Lamed Vav, sorry, Kuf Lamed Zayin, in Shulchan Aruch, that it says, Ein Korim Pachoy Ma'asorah Psukim. You have to do 10 psukim. There's one exception to the rule. One time we read only 9 psukim. And that's the parasha that we read on Purim. Parasha of Purim we read Vayavoy Amalek. And Vayavoy Amalek has only 9 psukim. The only parasha we read during the year, which is 9 psukim only. Shulchan Aruch says, because that's where the Inyan ends, that's what the Shulchan Aruch brings. Mishabur brings a reason. Why do we have that? The only parasha in the year that's not 10 psukim, it's 9 psukim, is the Kriya that we read about Amalek on Purim. Why is that so? So says the Mishabur, he brings the Oruch HaShavis, the Oruch HaShavis, sorry. The Oruch HaShavis says, L'ramis, it's a remis. Because Amalek caused Hashem to be chaser, what he means is that the end of that parsha that we read in Purim, it says ki ka yala kes ka, says yud k, not yud k vav k, min chomala, and it says case, and say kise, you're missing the aleph and you're missing the vav k, so you're missing these letters. Oh, in the pasuk to tell you the kise is not sholem and the vav k is not sholem. By the way, that's a remez. It says, Evil Amoish of Loi. Evil is Aleph Vav Hei, is the letters that are missing. Say every morning. Evil Amoish of Loi was, he wanted your shalim. Because Allah said, Lavi, evil will come back. Aleph and Vav and Hei. The Aleph that belongs to Kiseh, and the Vav and Hei belongs to Yud Kei. But we don't have the Shei Shalem. Chetiv Kiyoda Kesko. Ken you Pashi Yoysov Chaseir. That's why the Pasha is Chaser. That's what he says. Now, the big pillow over here is like this. First of all, the Pasha says, Pasha Yosef Yuchaseir. What are the Pasha's Chaser? This Pasha's Chaser. But, furthermore, in Purim, we are celebrating the Nitzachon on Amalek. That's when we won Amalek. That's when we destroyed Amalek. When you're saying that the Molech was successful taking away a little bit of shame Hashem in the world, and you're saying that's why his Pasha is missing, so you're giving him, so to speak,
a victory.
He won. He took away something. And that's why his Pasha is also missing. What shout in the Zohar is Chayim that Mishmur brings? That we take out a Pasuk because the Molech also took out from Hashem in the world. Adrabah, Hashem, a Molech took away from Hashem in the world, so in Purim we should add to the name of Hashem in the world. Not remove the Pasuk. And this pasuk is talking about Kikarke, we're talking about the Melchama of Amalek. What's the idea over here that the pasuk that we read, the pasuk we read in Purim about Amalek, has only 9 psukim and not 10? Try to see if we can explain that today. There is another interesting discussion regarding this pasuk. In Hilchos Abba Pashias, the Mogen Avraham tells us, what happens if a person is unable to come to your pasuk Zachar and Shul? Very relevant today. If someone needs to be quarantined for 2 weeks and Pasha Zohar is not home, he can't come, what should he do? What should he do? So Mugen Avraham says, don't worry about it. It brings, really, the case of the Mugen Avraham is, what happens if he has a choice, either to hear Pasha Zohar or to go Purim to Shul and hear Megillah? So Mugen Avraham says, but for sure go to Purim to Shul. Why? Because even if you don't have Pasha Zohar, you could still hear Vayava Amalek. You hear the Pasha that you read in Purim. It's not the Pasha Zohar that we're going to relay this Shabbos. The Pasha we're reading and pulling is a Yavo Amalek, Yilochem Yisrael B'Yafidim. We have that story of Amalek. So there it says that you should read that Pasha and you're good enough. It says in the Mishnah, I don't understand this Mogen Avraham. You're missing a very important part of Pasha Zohar if you don't read that Pasha. Why? It says in the Mishnah, it says that the Pasuk says, Be'Zohar, Zohar 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 Zohar. It says the ramifications of Zohar. You have to remember Amalek. You have to destroy Amalek. Erase him in the face of the earth. That doesn't say in Vayavam Amalek. Vayavam Amalek just says that we have to fight with him. So that Hashem says we have a fire with him. So he says this idea should we not to forget to tell to our children, to tell to Seinu, all that lo niska pasha v'yomok. This part of this whole mitzvah of Zechias HaMelech is not mentioned in v'yomok. So says the Mishnah Berurah, how can the Mogen Avraham tell us that the parasha that we read in Purim that is a good enough parasha to be yaitz pasha zachar? You're missing a ikar chosav v'asevir. Basically, the Mishnah Berurah is saying the main mitzvah to destroy Amalek, to remember Amalek, you don't have in Vayav Amalek. It's just Vayav Amalek, just the details. The Amalek came and fought with Yisrael. And Hashem said that Hashem's hand is always going to be there to fight with him.
Isn't there a difference, Amira and the Bepoil, the Mechia?
Maybe also. But the Mishavur is referring to this. I'm missing over here in the mitzvah. You're not Yaitz Zohar. So Hakel Mugravam says that in lieu of Pasha Zohar, you can have Pasha Vayav Amalek. So try to see how we can answer this question of Mishnah Berurah today. Finally, we know the Rambam brings it, in Chazal, there's different Yisrael, but everybody agrees to the following, that all the Muyadim Atin Lizbotel, all the Muyadim will be removed, will be canceled, lost in Lovay, except for Purim. Some Yisrael have Yom Kippur as well, which we'll leave aside, but Purim is definitely stays for lost in Lovay. And one could ask, what's the idea that Purim will be the only one that stayed lost in Lovay? I mean, from all the Muyadim that you have, you have Pesach, and you have Shavuos, and you have Sukkot, you have Chanukah. Purim is the only one that stays. What's the idea? Why is Purim a more lost in Lovay, remained lost in Lovay, more than any other month? So how do we understand that? Try to understand an idea that has to do with Purim, that Chiddush maybe for this year, they'll maybe shed light on all these topics. What we speak about over here, the idea that, whether Ramchal speaks about a lot, the idea that Hashem is running, so to speak, his show in the world. And human beings try to run their show. Human beings try to achieve, to accomplish, to do things on their own. But really, in the end of the day, the ones that is running the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way the Ramchal brings it is like this. We know, we'll just give it in a most simplistic way. When Mashiach comes, we have an idea of Be'ito HaChishenu, the one that talks about, that if Zachu Be'ito, it will be HaChishenu. If human beings did the right thing, the mitzvahs, they acted right, the Torah, they did Ratzon Hashem. So then Mashiach will come early. But if not, what will happen? If not, it will come on its own. Because Baruch Hu will bring Mashiach. The Gemara tells really the Baal Kabbalah when you say it, that there's a machlekes in the Gemara, he must do tshuva nigolim, and lo yasu tshuva lo nigolim. And another shita that says that even if they don't do tshuva, Am Yisrael will be redeemed. So says the quote and bring, they both are right. We are trying to achieve the human beings. But eventually, if it won't, it will happen through Hashem. Because Baruch Hu is running the world, and he's going to bring it to his tachlis. Just, we don't want to get too much into that, but Ramchal says that really there's two anhagas in the world. There's anhagas of mishpat. Anhagas of mishpat means it's based on what we do, what a person is judged. He does good, he gets good. He does bad, he does bad. He receives bad. Anhagas of yichud, Baruch Hu is the yichud Hashem, that he doesn't run the show. So this world will be created, Adam will try to achieve whatever he can achieve. But eventually there is a, call it expiration, where Kadosh Baruch Hu is bringing the world to where it's supposed to get to. And really this starts with the beginning of the world. Just learned recently, Leshem, grandfather of Eliashiv, speaks about it, it's brought down in the Mekubalim. The Adam HaRishon, he had two ways to reach his goal. He had one day of work in this world. He was supposed to get the Shabbos, Liyom Shikul Shabbos. Adam HaRishon was supposed to get to work straight to Olam Haba. There was two ways for him to achieve his goal. One was to do what he was supposed to do. L'avdo L'shamo, whatever that means. But even if he wouldn't have done anything, he would just refrain from eating Kriyat Hadas. Once Shabbos would come, it would come automatically. The big tachlis Olam Haba is supposed to get. So you have what Adam can do, but then eventually you have what is
a Christian.
What Hashem does. And it's more than that. even when a person does what he does, a human being can never achieve what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, so to speak, on his own. Meaning, let's take the example of Yitach Hashanu. We brought down a few times over here what the Vilna Gaon tells us. The Vilna Gaon says, if Mashiach will come early, Achishena, it won't be the full redemption. It's going to be only Geulas Aguf, and not Geulas Anefesh. It will be only a redemption of the bodies, not the souls. We're not going to be elevated to the higher level. When it comes B'Yitra, comes the time, the right time of Mashiach, then it's a full redemption. And that's where the Talmid HaGaon explained that Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David, there's two different levels of Geulah, of redemption. One is what we do. Yosef is always the one who's the Mashbir, is the one who does. And then there's David HaMelech, the one that things are done to him. So what do you do? A person, a human being, can achieve only to a certain level. A Ma'aseh ibn Adam can do and do and do, but at the end of the day, the tachlis of this world, the goal, the ultimate highest level that this world can get to, is only when it comes to Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's not stop, it's not just a coincidence. The human being has a certain power, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, so to speak, more. But the reason is, because l'maaseh, in the end of the day, what is the tachlis of this world? What is the purpose of this world? What are we trying to achieve? What we're trying to achieve is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, the Yichud Hashem. The whole tachlis, the whole purpose, the whole goal, the whole, what the world is yearning and running to, is to get to what? To Yichud and Gilui Hashem in the world. That's what we're trying to get to. Now, and when a human being achieves something, it's beautiful. He achieves something, it's very nice. But at the end of the day, that means he did it on his own. And our task is to say that Hashem is Echad. And everything is Hashem. So we ultimately want to get to a Gilui, that we'll do whatever we can. But eventually you need a Kadosh Baruch Hu here to be involved. And really, even without running to Mashiach and other Marishan, really, it's the Gemara regarding a person every day. The Yitzhak Shal Adam is Gaber Allah B'chol Yoim. The Yitzhak Shal Adam always tries to override him, to control him, to throw him down. The Malaya Kadosh Baruch Hu Oizroi, and Yacholoi. If Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't intervene and help him, and Yacholoi. He's not going to be able to override the Yitzhak. So the Yitzhak is only, the Adam can do and do and do, but there's a limit. There's a glass ceiling where Adam can get to. And ultimately, what you need is a Kadosh Baruch Hu over here. A person, what we could do is try as much as possible to get as close as possible to where Hashem Oizro, where Hashem comes and intervenes. But eventually, what we're trying to get to is to the Gilui Hashem, to the revelation that Hashem is Echad, that Hashem is doing everything. So other with everything that he does, he still needs the intervention of Hashem. So Hashem, a person could be Mashiach, but it'll be a Achishena, it won't be a full Gilui. You have to wait for B'Yitra that Hashem, so to speak, does it to get to the ultimate one. Adam HaRishon could have achieved his goal early on a Friday, but it wouldn't be Yom Shikul HaShabbos until it came the natural Shabbos that Hashem brings. It always goes to that level that eventually HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to be Hashem Echad, and Hashem Echad is Dafka without a human being. You can try to do as much as you can, but eventually Maisa, what is the Tachlis? HaKadosh Baruch Hu on his own. And that's really the tachlis of this world.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We work hard. But let me say, what we're trying to internalize is the humility that a person has. That really, it's not him. So the guy always says, Gam kol ma'aseinu p'alto lono. Everything that we do, you did for us. It's really not us. Person does so much to achieve the understanding that really he is not really doing it. It's really Kishbohu. And that's the gilui, the ultimate gilui, that Adam, any gaiva, any point of a person feeling, it's me, I'm the guy, I'm the person doing, that should all go away. Even when he's doing the great things, he's doing Torah mitzvahs, he feels so high-achieved. No, the gilui is, it's not you. And that's the pasuk. All know this pasuk in Yeshaya, Yeshaya Perek Beis, that it says, when he speaks about the geula, so it says, the shach kavus adam, the gavus adam will be reduced. The shafel ruma anoshim, the room, the kaive of the person will be shafel. And then what will happen? V'nizgav Hashem levadoi b'yemo. Then it'll be v'nizgar shel avadu. V'nizgar shel avadu is the tachlis. V'nizgar shel avadu means Hashem will be praised, will be elevated, so to speak, in the Gilu, the way he reveals himself, alone. Alone means no Adam, without human beings. Everything is to be God. All we are is part of Prasar Kodesh Bochum. We're all coming to be God, v'nizgar shel avadu. One of my learnings I had with my Rebbe Moshe Shapiro is the Chatzai Levracha. I think I mentioned over here as well, once, is that in the Hallelukas that we say in the morning, there's one that the Sifri Kabbalah say it's very, very deep. And that's the one that says, Hallelukah Aluz Hashem in the Shemayim. Say, let's praise Hashem for Shemayim. And the Ramim, all the Malachim, all the Tzvoy, the sun and the moon, everything else. And what? And how do everybody praise Him? Yaluz Shem Hashem Ki Utsivu Nivro. Very simple. Hashem created them. It's clear. What created the Malach? Hashem. There's no other side to it. Then it says, Halus Hashem in Haaretz. Then you have a little Hashem from the ground. Who? Well, all the things you have in the land, which is the animals and obviously the mountains and the hills and the birds and the kings and the ministers, the boys and the girls, the old people and the young people. In other words, all the human beings, this world, the arts, not every other. What's the biggest hallel that you have to Hashem in this world? Ya'alut Shem Hashem, ki nizgav shmoy levadoi. That nizgav shmoy levadoi that we mentioned in the Pasuk, in Yeshaya, that's the yahalel. The yahalel is, in Shemayim, there's no hallel nizgav shmoy levadoi. Hashem was the always one. It's always clear that Hashem is the king, that the Malachim are just coming, or extension of Hashem. So what do you have? The Gilu is in this world where things are not clear, where it looks like human beings are so, doing so much. When they're coming in Me'al and says, no, Nizgav Hashem Avadoi, coming from all this darkness, unclarity they're having in this world, there's a Gilu Nizgav, elevation, that Hashem is Levadoi. That is the Tachas of the world. And that's the Gilu. That's why the ultimate Geula and the ultimate Tachas of the world comes Hafkal De Hashem. Because the Gilu is of a Nizgav Hashem Levadoi. That's what we're going to. There'll be Hashem alone, Levadoi, without any help, without any siyua, v'nizgav Hashem Levadoi. That's the tachas of the world, and that's where we're yearning to get to. When speaking about Purim is the gilui of v'nizgav Hashem Levadoi. That's clear, everybody knows, the words, we always mention it here, that Purim, the idea of Purim was that when we thought that, as we mentioned also 2 weeks ago, when we thought when Hashem left us alone, there was no clarity, we didn't have a nevuah, we didn't have miracles, the Gilu is Hashem is in nature, wherever you are, Hashem is there. That's the relation of Purim. That's the Gilu of Purim. The Gilu of Purim is, V'nizgav Hashem Levadoi. Hashem is here, Hashem is here alone. And a human being really doesn't do that much, because Hashem is controlling the world. That's why part of the mitzvah of Purim is shichus. Had lo yoda. A person, it cancels himself completely. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one running the show. Not me. If you realize, interesting point, that when you look at the mitzvahs hayoyim, of every chag, and each one of them we have a mitzvah, that we have to do something. Pesach, the Iker mitzvah, Pesach is Korban Pesach. Right? We have Korban, it's a Korban Pesach. We don't have Korban Pesach today. Not to eat our mitzvah. And obviously the Aveira is not to eat chametz. We have to be very careful. And Shavuah is for being the Shtei Alechem. That's a korban. Rosh Hashanah, we have to kias shofar, except the korbanos. And Yom Kippur, we have to fast. That's what we're doing. Obviously Sukkot, you have Sukkot, and Lulav, and Esrik. Even in Chanukah, the Rabbanim, we have to light the candles. What's happening in Purim? So Purim, if you realize, there's 4 mitzvahs in the day of Purim. 4 mitzvahs. You have 3 mitzvahs you have to do with making every human being comfortable. You have to give your friends, shlach mois, you have to give the poor, matos levyonim, and you have to give yourself, which is, have a seudah. That's what you're doing. And then you have a Megillah. In Megillah, keidua, whenever you have a ksuvim, whenever you have kisvi akosh, sefer Torah, really Megillah is a kushbuch talking to us. What is a Megillah? Megillah is one of Kisvei HaKodesh. When we read a Kisvei HaKodesh, It's right down Gabi Sefer Torah, but it's right down also Gabi everything that you read in Shul. It's basically, when the Torah is read in Shul, as if you have a new Kabbalah Torah. Whenever you're reading the Kisei HaKodesh, you basically have over here a revelation of the Gilui of Hashem that's coming through the words of Torah, through the words of Nevuah, through the words of Ksuvim. When we're laying in Megillah, you have Yakudish Boch, you have the story of the Megillah painting to us, and here we see Shem Hashem. Every time it's not Shem, there's no Shem Hashem in the Megillah, but every time it says the word HaMelech refers to Shem Hashem, really Yakudish Boch is the Megillah the whole time, you have a relation of Hashem. Where's our mitzvah to do? Where's our mitzvah, so to speak, to do for Hashem? We take care of ourselves, we take care of our friends, we have a Megillah where Hashem is speaking to us. We don't have a mitzvah to do for Hashem. Because Purim is the Nizkav Hashem Labad. The Gilui of Purim is that Kadosh Baruch Hu is here on his own. And the Nizkav Hashem Levadoi is the Gilui of Hashem that he is here, he is the Gilui that is on his own. It comes with it that the Purim is we don't do much. We're Adaloyada, we're about to ourselves. We get very comfortable, we hear Kadosh Baruch Hu speaking to us, we're not doing a mitzvah, so to speak, to him. We don't do that in Purim. Because Purim is the Nizkav Hashem Levadoi. And on Purim is the time where you have the Mechias HaMalek. As the Gemara tells us in Megillah, Schir LaAsir, we do Zocher before Purim, and Asir on Purim. We're about to HaMalek in Purim. HaMalek brought down in Sefer Chassidus, the Reb Tzadik speaks about it in several places, that HaMalek is the gematria, the numeric value of Ram. Why? Because HaMalek, Ram is Loshem Gaiva. The HaMalek represents Gaiva. He represents a person who is
haughty,
feels good about himself. He stands on his own. He doesn't mevatel himself like Kadosh Baruch Hu. The main thing of Amalek is the whole world was fearful of Hashem, and Amalek came and fought with Yisrael. He's about gaiva. That's the definition. The Tzadik says that there's three types of yetzer haras in the world. The big yetzer haras. You have the yetzer hara of, there's basically the three big averis. Is akina, hataivu, ve'akovet. So Akina, we're talking about what has to do with Esav, and Taiva has to do with Yishmael. That's what it says. They are covered. The klipa of covered is Amalek. That's what Amalek is. So Amalek is the one who's the gaivo, the gaivo that stands. What's the problem with the gaivo? The problem with the gaivo is the pasuk in Yishayahu. The shach gavus ha'adam v'shavu ruv ha'anoshim v'nizgav shel levadoi. The gaivo of Adam takes away of a nizgav shel levadoi, as the one tells us. When a person is a Baal Gaiva, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Ein ani v'hu yochim ladur b'olam. Like we can't live together in the same world. It's either me or him. It's either world of Hashem or world of him. A person has a subject of Shabbat Kadosh Baruch Hu. Amalek, his whole mos, is against the idea of Purim. There's no v'nizgav Hashem levadoi in when you have a Amalek. And that's the reason the pasuk says, Ki yodah kesko, the Hashem is not Mole, and the kisev Hashem is not Mole, at sheinoch hazar shel Amalek, because Amalek represents everything which is Keneged the Gilui of Nizgav Hashem Levadoi. And that's the idea of Purim of Nizgav Hashem Levadoi. That's the reason why Purim stays Lo Asid Lavoi. Because Lo Asid Lavoi, everything that we do is cancelled. We come to our world with all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We come to a Gilui of Nizgav Hashem Levadoi. Every other Moed that we have, we're doing something. We are creating, we are achieving, we're bringing something. It's all going to be cancelled. Lo Asid Lavoi, Lo Ma'abo, everything will be Gilui of Hashem. So what's left is only Purim, which is Nizgav Hashem Levadoi. Only the Moed of a Gilui of Hashem in the world is with alone. That's what stays Lo Asid Lavoi. That's of Nizgav. That's why Purim stays Lo Asid Lavoi, because Purim is the Gilui of Nizgav Hashem Levadoi. With that, maybe you can understand. That's the reason. Rambam says, if a person did not hear Zachor, he can hear the story. He can hear Vayav Amalek. Mishmor says, but you're missing the mitzvah. Which mitzvah? You're missing the mitzvah of Zechar Shasach HaMolek, Timchet Zechar HaMolek, tell to your kids. It just says the story. But maybe the Gavram says, yeah, but if Torah tells you, Ki Yod Al Kesko, that Hashem is not Molek, and the Kisa is not Molek, meaning you don't have a Nizgav Hashem Levadoi, so that tells you everything. That tells you, mainly, obviously, there's a pasuk later, that's what we read Parashat Zachar. It tells you the Iker mitzvah of Zechar Shasach HaMolek, Timchet Zechar HaMolek, we have the mitzvahs to do. But if the whole tachlis of this word is Gashem Levadoi, something which is against the tachlis of the world, obviously needs to be removed. So it doesn't say Mefeir Shtiv Chazek HaMolek in Vayav HaMolek. But it does says that Amalek is disturbing the Gilui of Hashem, the Gilui of the Asad Lavoi. And if everything that we're going to is a Nizik of Hashem Avadoi, so even though it doesn't say these Tzukim, you're still Yaitzeh, because you have here the Ikar. And we quote the Purim, we have a Nizik of Hashem Avadoi. Maybe you can add to it a little bit more. The Pshat is in Purim that you have that Gilui, that you're living in an Asad Lavoi type of thing. So Yimele, when you're reading that in Purim, Yimele, you have all the Mechir, everything else is gone. Because you are in Purim and you have a Gilui of Nizik Hashem Levadoi, and you're reading the Mechir, you're reading the Amalek is something that's disturbing it, so that together combines, that you really don't have Amalek. You're Mekayim that I see over there. And with that, we'll go back to our first question. We asked why, in the Parsha of Vayoma Amalek that we read in Purim, we have only 9 Pesuk and we don't have the 10th Pesuk. Here I'll add something, L'chvayt Purim, just a little bit more what Rabbi Seinu gave us a little bit. That always, that Gilui that we have in this world where things are dark and not clear, where we're trying to achieve V'nizgah Hashem Avadoi eventually, but cause one that we're in this world that's unclear and there is a possibility of things that are blocking the Gilui of Hashem, that's called the Midah of Malchus. That's the Midah of Malchus. And the Midah Malchus is one of the 10 ways Hashem reveals Himself in the world. And the 10th way is called the Malchus. There's different ways Hashem is revealed. The Gemara speaks about it. Chashav Gdulu, Vakvuru, Vatiferes, Vanetzach, Vahoyit, that's 7 of them. You have 10 different ways. The 10th one is Malchus. And what's the ultimate Gilui of Malchus? The Gemara in Brachos tells us, we just saw it a few days ago. The Gemara tells us, on the Chashav Gdulu, Vakvuru, Vatiferes, Vanetzach, Vahoyit, the Midah that Hashem reveals. And the Gemara tells us that in Nuches and Brachos, each one, what it's talking about, Gdul is talking about the creation of the world, and the Gevurah is Yetzias Mitzrayim, and each one is talking about something else. And then it says, Lecha Hashem HaMelacha, the Melucha, Zu, Minchemes Amalek, Chenoimek Yodakes Ko. Yod Kes Ko, the Gilui of Mechias Amalek, is coming L'cha Hashem HaMelacha. The Melucha is, as the Goyen always famously says, the Melucha is Beratzon. Melucha is when you have free will. You have ways, you can be part of Hashem, you can be not. The ultimate Gilui of Melucha of Hashem, the ultimate Gilui that this world is trying to achieve, is the taking away all the other options. And they have a Gilui of a Nizgah Hashem Levadoi. In other words, when you're talking about that last 10th midah called Malchus, that Malchus allows different options. And what we're trying to achieve is removing all the options that a human being can create, all the other possibilities and free will and achievements that a person can do. We want to have only Gilui of Hashem. We want to have only V'nizkei Hashem Levado, remove these things. That's what we have in prayer. So maybe we could say, maybe that's the Pshat of the Orchas Chaim, the Mishnah says, that the best ultimate way of winning a Amalek is we don't have that 10th Gilui of Lecha Hashem HaMelacha. Lecha Hashem HaMelacha, the ultimate one is that we're removing that second option. We have only Gilui of Hashem without a Gilui of a human being. The Melucha is what a human being has, but we're going back to Lost in Love when that part will be elevated and raised up to be part of Gilui Hashem in the world. V'nizkav Hashem levadoi. There'll be no other option. So we don't read that 10 pasuk. 10 psukim is connected to 10 Gilui of Hashem in the world. The 10th one is removed. Because we want to say that we're here in a place where it's only Gilui of Hashem. And that's why maybe the Chas Chaim says to Mishnah Berurah, why don't we read it? Because Amalek took away the Gilui of Ken Hashem Shalom and Kizah Shalom. So that's why his parish, that's removed. So he's getting reward. He has a victory. No! The only way that he's able to say that Hashem is not in the world is if you have that 10th Gilui which depends on a human being. He says, I mean, yes, maybe not. There comes Amalek and says, I'm a Ram, I'm a Balagaiva, I stand on my own. But once you remove that, there's no option for Amalek. Amalek could grant the worst possible outcome of a human being in the world is being removed on Purim. So on Purim, we take that away, A pasha mulek is katzar. You don't have that option. Because right now we're in a place where there's no optionality to do something on your own. It's all the nizgah Hashem Levadu. The Gila Purim is the nizgah Hashem Levadu. Everything that we're doing in Purim is trying to be Megillah, as we mentioned, the Megillah. The word Megillah is Losh Megillah. Megillah of what? The Gila of Kodesh Boch, which usually is covered, is being revealed in the world in Purim. Our avodah in Purim is to connect to v'nizgah Hashem Levadu. That's again, so the shichus, the person gets stronger in Purim, is not to come and go crazy, but basically to say, I'm not in control, because Boch is doing everything. I want to try to reveal, to connect to a higher level, everything is a Kodesh Boch. We have a moed that has nothing to do with Yom Tiv, and there's no Yisur Malacha, and there's everything here is a gilui, that wherever we are, whatever we do, however we act, we're always here connected with Hashem. V'nizgav Hashem levadei b'yamahu. Share the revelation every day. Here b'yameinu. Amen.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.